Chris Fair is in the studio. How are you today, Chris?
Great. Thanks for having me today.
So tell everybody what you're in town for.
I'm here in town for the Urban Land Institute is having its fall conference back in person for the first time in 2 years here in Chicago this week.
And so is this your first business trip outside of Vancouver where you are based, or have you been traveling most of this year?
Started traveling again a couple months ago, so this is the third or fourth trip, so slowly kind of ramping back up into not the new normal, but the next normal, I guess.
Chris, tell everybody about your company.
Your Resonance is a company that specializes in tourism, real estate, and economic development strategies for cities and communities around the world, based in Vancouver, New York, and Singapore, and working with about 20 different cities and communities around the world to help them think about the future of their place.
And in the past 10 days, a list came out, the world's best cities, a ranking of global place equity. And it's not your run-of-the-mill list. This takes a lot of work to compile. So tell everybody how you compiled this list of the best cities.
If when we think about what makes a city best, we're really looking at factors that have a correlation with attracting people to live in the city, businesses to invest in the city, or visitors to visit. So we've spent many years trying to understand, well, what are those factors that attract people to the places? And our index is built on measuring those. Many of those factors are experiential, though. They're not just the core statistics that a lot of other rankings use on, you know, weather, economic growth, et cetera. It's things like, you know, nightlife, you know, restaurants, retail experiences, outdoor experiences. So that's where we're mining user-generated data from channels like TripAdvisor, Yelp, Facebook, or Instagram to try and capture how people are actually experiencing and consuming cities from 1 year to the next.
What is, since this is what you do and you travel extensively and you know large cities, big cities around the world pretty well, what do you think the global perception of Chicago is?
Yeah, we've done a lot of and looked at Chicago, and I would say Chicago is a city that actually performs better in our rankings than the perception of Chicago might be globally or internationally. And that's not to say that there's a negative perception. And most oftentimes for a lot of cities, it's more a question of a lack of perception or a lack of awareness. So that's really more of a marketing challenge than when you have essentially a good product of being able to communicate that to the world. And that's what our rankings really are doing is, you know, measuring what is the actual quality of the product. So we can try and understand, is there a perception problem or a product problem? And in the case of Chicago, the challenge is really more about promotion and getting the message out there around all the good things that Chicago has to offer.
So number one, best city in the world, according to your ranking?
Number one has been London since we, you know, started the rankings 6 years ago and continues to be number one. Paris moved up into number two and New York dropped to number three. And of course, Chicago moved from 12, dropped slightly to 13th as DOA moved up the rankings this year.
13's pretty good because your list is how big?
Yeah, we look at over 250 cities with metropolitan populations of a million plus. So yet to be anywhere in the top 20 is quite an accomplishment for any city.
So your company, does it help other business decide what cities to possibly relocate to or create business in?
Yeah, oftentimes we're using our data for basically consulting with companies to help them think about site selection in terms of, you know, what might be the best city to establish a new office or what might be the best city to invest and develop certain types of real estate. So the data that we're using in creating these rankings has a lot of utility beyond the rankings, which I always say are entertaining, but the real insights come in when you dive deeper into that database.
There's always been a joke that the Canadians think we're the noisy neighbors, the boisterous neighbors in the apartment below. I know that doesn't factor into business, but what, you being Canadian and from Vancouver, what is the perception right now of this country and this city in particular?
Well, I think certainly the pandemic has affected cities, countries, you know, around the world, but it's affected cities in the United States more than any other. And I'm not sure that within the U.S. people are quite as aware and conscious of how devastating it has been here. So from the outside looking in, there has definitely been a hit to the perception of the U.S. and cities in the U.S. I think that'll recover quickly in time and, you know, may serve to be an advantage in the recovery in that those cities that were most hard hit by the pandemic, you know, will recover the fastest versus some of those cities, like when we look at Sydney in Australia or Auckland in New Zealand that handled it quite well are actually now at a disadvantage because they haven't had the exposure to COVID and they have a much longer path to recovery in the future.
Is there a level of empathy for cities in the U.S. who have been hit hard?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's empathy, you know, around the world, whether it's U.S. cities or U.K. cities or, you know, that we've all gone through this, you know, global traumatic event and really the first globally shared experience, certainly in my lifetime, that cities around the world have all been impacted by. And, you know, hopefully that's created more dialogue and connection between us that we will use as a platform to think about how to make our cities better places and better communities in the future.
Because we all are connected.
Absolutely.
We really are. So what stood out about Chicago? What made it number 13 on your best cities list?
Well, Chicago has some is really amazing strengths as it relates to when we look and think about, you know, infrastructure, the connectivity, you know, of the airport, institutions like the quality of the universities here. You know, those are really hard to replicate for, you know, upstart and other cities. So you have those strong institutions. You also have great what we call programming in terms of historically, you know, restaurants, nightlife, you know, retail. How much of that returns and to what level is really a question mark in our rankings, that there's a bit of a lag, and we'll see probably next year when we kind of collect the data of what really was the true measure and impact of COVID. And hopefully as most of those or all of those establishments, you know, will come back. The other key area is really kind of looking at the quality of people here in terms of the level of education, you know, diversity is another strength. You know, some of the weaknesses are probably around things like weather, but not much you can do about that,
No.
You know, relative to some other cities. But you really sort of focus on those things that you can influence.
And so what kind of team put this together? You said four or five people on your staff?
Yeah, so it's a mix of urbanists and economists collecting the data. And as I said, we're doing both traditional statistics that other rankings are pulling from, so things like GDP per capita, unemployment, those kinds of things. But it takes a little bit more finesse to think about how do you look at how many very good or excellent restaurants are there in 250 cities around the world on, you know, on TripAdvisor, or how many mentions are there for a city on Instagram. So we have specialists from a social media and data mining perspective as well that are pulling that data together.
So Chris, you're in Chicago for this conference. You must have dined out. Where did you dine?
Just over at the Pendry, the new Pendry Hotel, which is new since I was last here in Chicago when I arrived last night. So, you know, looking forward to going out and exploring a bit of the city over the next couple of days.
And are there cities that are well aware of your company? Because obviously you're pretty well known. Are they aware and they try and, you know, get to you and say, hey, you know, I think my city should be further up on the list. I think that you should suggest there's more commerce headed this way.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody always asks how they could maybe influence the rankings. And, you know, happy to explain, you know, these are the data points. So what are the strategies that would make your city, let's say, stickier on Facebook or Instagram? Well, that's around placemaking in terms of thinking about how you make it a more attractive place to photograph and post, you know, or if it's thinking about restaurant and culinary strategies or nightlife, you know, or outdoors parks. So, you know, looking at the data and trying to identify what some of the weaknesses are, you know, those are the opportunities for cities to influence the rankings, is to perform better in some of those particular categories, because every city is different and they all have different strengths and weaknesses.
Chris is identified as a futurist. What do you think the future of Chicago holds? What do you think? Where do you think our growth lies?
Well, it's interesting looking at some of the challenges in the past. You've seen a lot of migration of population, you know, out of some of the large cities. And, you know, big question coming out of COVID as to, you know, what is the future of the city? Will people return? Are we all going to work remotely? But we're pretty bullish on the fact that people will return to cities. I mean, we all had the opportunity to work remotely, and we didn't like it. And that's where companies like WeWork were created, co-working, because people got tired of working at Starbucks and working at home. So as we think about how this plays out, you know, we think that people are going to want to return to the energy, the vitality of the city, and Chicago is one of those centers. Also, we've seen a migration to the south historically, but as we think about climate change and global warming, which is becoming, you know, real and more apparent every year, that more northern cities are going to have, you know, more attractive. So I think that Chicago is, you know, well positioned and has great infrastructure, has the right institutions, and it might be in the right place for the next age that's coming.
There's no doubt there is a change coming, and not everybody will be coming back to work, especially in cities. What kind of impact is that going to have nationwide, internationally even, on commercial real estate?
We can kind of think about it as sort of flattening of the economy and of economic growth. That, you know, growth and economic prosperity was very spiky So concentrated in the Bay Area or concentrated in Manhattan. And a lot of that maybe has been compressed and spread out. And that's actually probably a good thing for our economy as a whole to be more resilient in the future if jobs and prosperity that goes with them is more evenly distributed between different cities and communities around the country. So this is not a zero-sum game. It's maybe just a question of spreading some of the wealth and the prosperity around to different places and also creating a better platform for the future growth of the economy if we have more cities, more networked together, more places that are creative and productive. You know, that will make for a stronger economy as a nation overall.
I appreciate you coming in. It's the world's best cities list. Chicago ranks number 13. We dropped from number 12 last year, so maybe there's hope we break the top 10 next year. Who knows? Where can people read about this? I know several media outlets, like over 100 media outlets around the world, have picked this up in the past 10 days. But is there somewhere that the average Joe can just go and jump online and look at it? Or do you have to go through a media outlet to see it?
No, all of the rankings are available in a summary of the top 100 cities at bestcities.org.
Okay, easy enough. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy our city. I hope nobody tries to bribe you to put us higher on the list. But, you know, if they do, just consider it. It's the Chicago way.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
It's Chris Fair on WGN.